Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Indy and Ben with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a statement from Housing Minister Megan Scanlon was issued by the Queensland Government this morning regarding the current housing crisis. Ms Scanlon stated that her department has put forward a formal proposal for a federal government-owned facility and is committed to providing up to $10 million for a housing solution with the federal government's support. In the meantime, the Queensland government will continue buying and leasing hotels and motels to deliver temporary accommodation to those in need. The statement also mentioned the $183 million provided by the government to 194 specialist homelessness services across Queensland.
Researchers at the Queensland University of Technology say a 9-month trial of connected vehicles in Ipswich has produced promising results. Participants in the study had their own vehicles fitted with technology connecting their vehicles with traffic lights and with one another, exchanging data about traffic jams and hazards. The study's lead author, David Rodwell, said if the technology were widely adopted, it could speed up traffic flows and ease traffic jams, reduce pollution and improve transport networks.
In national news, a suspected Ponzi scheme has been revealed in a letter from Melbourne lawyer John Adams. The letter shows Mr. Adams was offering returns up to 8 times those offered by banks for term deposits in 2019. Estimates have put the scale of losses in the scheme at more than 4 times the amount Sydney con artist Melissa Caddick stole before disappearing in 2020. The Victorian Bookmakers Association revealed it will lose the $1.8 million it invested with Mr. Adams. Shane Maguire, Mr. Adams' business partner of almost 50 years, alerted authorities to the potential fraud earlier this week. The scheme is currently being investigated by police and the Victorian Legal Services Commissioner.
Recent data from Tasmania's Police, Fire and Emergency Management Department's annual report shows a 26% increase in criminal offences in the past year. The increase has been driven by rising rates of stealing, motor vehicle theft and property offences. Tasmania Police Association President Shane Tilley said cost of living was partly attributable to the increased rate of property offences. A representative of a Tasmanian real estate agency noted an increased risk to their team after glass windows at their Launceston agency were smashed by a man with a hammer earlier this week.
In international news, Israeli troops circle Gaza City as the US calls for pauses in the fighting. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israeli forces have passed the outskirts of Gaza City in their advance, while the country faces attacks from Hezbollah on Israeli posts near the shared northern border. The health ministry in Gaza estimates 9,061 Palestinians, including over 3,000 children, have been killed in the Gaza Strip since Israel began its retaliation. Last week, Israeli ground forces were sent into Hamas-ruled Gaza after weeks of air and artillery strikes.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.